Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show podcast on the Cross Global Media Radio Network. Visit cgmradio.com/Bob to subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform.
Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show, our theme, Christianity and its relationship to politics and pop culture. I'm reading right now to start with from Fox News. U.S. Representative Mary Gay Scanlon, Democrat from Pennsylvania, was carjacked at gunpoint in Philadelphia on Wednesday as crime continues to surge in major cities around the country. Wednesday afternoon at around 2:45 p.m., Congresswoman Scanlon was carjacked at gunpoint in FDR Park following a meeting at that location. Scanlon's office said in a statement, "The Congresswoman was physically unharmed. She thanks the Philadelphia Police Department for their swift response and appreciates the efforts of both the Sergeant at Arms in D.C. and her local police department for coordinating with Philly PD to ensure her continued safety." Scanlon's phone and purse were stolen by the attacker, according to WPVI-TV of Philadelphia. Police say Scanlon was approached by two black males aged approximately 20 through 30 as she walked to her vehicle before they demanded she hand them the keys. Scanlon handed over the keys to her blue 2017 Acura MDX, and one of the suspects drove away in it while the other drove away in a dark-colored SUV. Scanlon represents Pennsylvania's 5th Congressional District, which includes part of South Philadelphia. So far, in 2021, the Philadelphia Police Department has reported 521 homicides, which is a 13% increase compared to 2020 and the city's highest number of killings since at least 2007. Incidents involving a shooting have also increased by 4.4%, and the number of people who are victims of a shooting has risen by almost 3% over the past year. The city of Philadelphia is seeing at least an 80% increase in carjackings in 2021 compared to the total number in 2020, police told Fox 29 earlier this month. Okay, so I was reading there from Fox News, and of course, to any who follow the news, we know this is not just Philadelphia. Quite a few major cities in 2021, cities that included New York, cities that included Chicago, are breaking the records. And it's not just murder, it's physical assault, a lot of physical assault, even if they aren't murdered, tons of robberies, people just grabbing stuff right off the shelves of stores, grabbing items in plain view, nobody doing anything. Once in a blue moon, somebody is stopped. Now, as it happens, Scanlon was not the only high-profile Democratic official to be carjacked. Illinois Democratic State Senate Majority Leader Kimberly Lightfoot and her husband were carjacked in Broadview. That's kind of a suburb of Chicago. We know all about Chicago. This is the city that emboldens criminals and handcuffs police. Lightfoot did give a statement. She said, "First and foremost, I am thankful that my husband and I are alive and physically unharmed. I am trying to process the trauma of what happened." Gee, you just got to love this. Look, I'm not happy about what happened to her, but you've got to see the humor. She's trying to process what happened. The police have been defunded. That's what happened. What is there to process? All right, let me go on. "I am trying to process the trauma of what happened. I want to thank everyone who has offered their love and support. I want to especially thank Mayor Katrina Thompson and the Broadview Police Department for their quick and thorough response." Well, this is a time to remember in history. That's two, count them, two thankful responses from Democratic politicians toward the police department. Senator Lightfoot and Congresswoman Scanlon, that's awfully nice of you to offer thanks to the police. If I may be so bold, perhaps there's a better way to thank them, inasmuch as both of you have been such passionate supporters of police defunding and so-called reform. Both women co-sponsored bills that would have allowed mental health specialists to replace policemen as first responders to reported crime. Not that these politicians are completely against violence. They were all for the complete annihilation of police budgets. In 2020, Lightfoot proposed cutting Chicago PD's budget by $80 million. However, in the interest of fairness, she was willing to settle for cutting the budget $59 million. Meanwhile, Scanlon was co-sponsor of the Justice and Policing Act of 2020, the Law Enforcement Trust and Integrity Act of 2020, and the Stop Militarizing Law Enforcement Act. These three acts all have one thing in common. They harness local police departments with federal legislation. What could be more exciting than that? And yet, now these thoughtful leaders seem to have had an epiphany. Without police, we have more crime. Crime that might even affect them. Go figure. It always makes a difference when it happens to you, doesn't it? This is going to increase. It's not going to happen often, not for a while. Eventually, it'll happen quite a bit. But it's not going to happen real often at the moment because our authorities are usually people of prestige and our celebrities who join them and our media heads. They're the ones that are going to be talking about defunding the police, and they're the ones who are not going to necessarily experience repercussions anytime soon. Many of them are wealthy enough to live in private walled mansions or at least some kind of fancy home with their own paid-for security. As for the common man, the common woman, the rabble, well, never mind them. You know, the Hollywood celebrities and politicians and media elites on TV, who do they claim to care about the most? What people group do they pinpoint as the ones that they're defending against the police? The ones that they want to defund the police on behalf of? Black families, particularly black families living in the inner city. You know who wants to see the police increase and see the police funded more than anyone else? Black families living in the inner city. Of course, now such crime has expanded to the outer cities as well. So again, only time will tell us how this all plays out. But in the meantime, a few chickens coming home to roost may be just what our country needs to wake up. That doesn't mean I'm not happy that these two politicians were spared from physical harm. I am happy for them. I am grateful as a Christian who believes in forgiveness. But as a Christian, I also believe in repentance. And if these women repented to the point of working to reverse such poison policymaking, I will be even more grateful. So will all the disenfranchised Americans they claim to represent. We'll see. Lightfoot says, "I begged them not to shoot us." Now, why didn't anyone else think of that? Who needs the police? If someone holds you up, all you have to do is beg them not to shoot you. Once again, I'm glad that in her case it worked. Others have not been so lucky. These others are the ones she's supposed to be representing. This is Bob Siegel, making the obvious obvious.
The Bob Siegel Show podcast is a production of Bob Siegel and Cross Global Media. Visit us online and subscribe to the show at cgmradio.com/Bob.